Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The Watch Your Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then the show. Hi, Annabelle. Welcome to Watch Your Next podcast.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
So happy to have you here. I actually have been a really good fan about Nora Goes Off Script. So I'm really excited to talk to you. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I've just had my second book for adults come out same time next summer. So that's pretty much the big thing that's happening to me right now. But before that, I wrote young adult fiction. I have two young adult novels, A Girl Named Digit and Double Digit. And I've written a column for a while. I have three sons, two of whom are adults now. So I've been doing that for a while. And I live in New York.
Oh my gosh, I love this. I did not know you wrote YA or young adult. Like, tell us about
They were not blockbusters. That's probably why you haven't heard of them.
That's
I'm
okay.
Not J.K. Rowling.
Talk to us about what led you to start writing. Like, what led you to start writing and the journey to get published?
Well, I've kind of had a wacky journey. I always wanted to be a writer from when I was like a little kid. And that I was on a fairly straight path to doing that thing. I picked my college because it had a really good English program. And I went there and I took all the writing classes. And then when I was a senior in college, all of my friends were moving to New York City. And I hadn't really considered the practicality of moving somewhere and trying to write a book. I needed food and shelter, and I was sad to learn that I did not have a trust fund. So I got a job, and I went and I worked on Wall Street for a couple of years. And then after that, you know, momentum being what it is, I went to business school and I got an MBA in finance. And I worked on Wall Street for a couple more years, and I did not love that job. It was interesting, but I did not love it. And then I got pregnant and I thought I could get out of this job. So I quit that job, and I was at home with children for 8 years before I wrote anything. And I published my first book when I was 37 years old. Mm-hmm. So I'm like the late start story to publishing. And my young adult fiction is super fun. It's about a girl named Digit it's about a teenage math genius who fights crime with the FBI. They were fun stories. And then I started writing a column for adults. And that, to my surprise, was much more successful than my young adult novels had been. And I think that's where I sort of got comfortable with my grown-up voice. And so then when I was 50, I wrote Nora Goes Off Script.
My gosh, I love this journey. I love the fact that it's like, it's not a one linear path, or it's not just like a one way of street to how to go around it, that it takes time, it takes energy, it takes a lot of false starts and a lot of beginnings. And sometimes success doesn't happen the first try.
No, it doesn't. And you don't always find your path the first try. You know, I'm always telling my kids that the job that they're going to have probably hasn't even been invented yet. Yeah. Like, the world changes so much and so quickly, and we change. And so you just have to do the next thing that's in front of you.
Yeah, this is really enlightening to where I am, because I'm like, I celebrated 10 years of living the first career because I was like, well, I don't know what I wanted to do. I work in college. I actually stuck around in college for about 10 years afterwards. And then I left it and I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I was in New York and I was like, what am I supposed to do? And somehow did a bunch of temp jobs, did a bunch of different things. And I landed where I'm currently am. And at the same time, like in my 40s, and I'm like, well, what exactly do I want to do next? Like, what is the next career? What is the next vision? And so it's a lot of it's false starts, trial and error, just taking the action. Don't focus on like the success of what it's going to work with, you know, for someone with anxiety is like, you know, it's just trusting that you just be in the present moment right now, you know? Yeah.
And probably when you were a kid, you thought, wow, when I'm in my 40s, I'll be almost dead. Yes. You know, no, it's like you're in your 40s, you're in your 50s, you're in your 60s. You can just start all over again.
It's amazing. You just, you may have your own little trust fund that you have created, you know, along the way. Right. Or may not, you know, you don't know, like, but you may have like a lifetime of wisdom. And I think in some ways it's kind of like nice to start writing at this later age in life because you have a lifetime of like experiences to draw upon.
Yeah, I agree with that. I couldn't have written Nora Goes Off Script when I was 30. I didn't know then what I know now. So I'm grateful for my late start.
Yeah. So I really love Nora Goes Off Script. I remember reading it at a point where I was like, actually, it was like, I don't know. It's just like nothing was working. And I remember sitting and my friend was like, oh, I think you should read this book. And I was like, okay, I have it. Let me just see. And I read it in one sitting and I was like, I need more of this because your voice is so like relatable in many ways. It's not your typical celebrity romance. It's just like an opportunity of like seeing someone who's like struggling and like shifting and the change of life, you know, and trying out like what's the next step. So I felt that it was like something that a call upon for me personally, along with just like a fun rom-com, you know, escape.
Well, thank you. That's so nice to hear you say that. I wrote it. I wrote it really during the initial lockdown of 2020. Yeah. So like right when we, you know, the world was ending.
Yeah.
So, you know, everyone was struggling. It was weird times and talk about a transition. And it was just sort of my joyful place to hide was going to write that novel. It was really, really, really fun to do.
Yeah. So now you have Next Time Next Summer. Tell us the elevator pitch.
So that is about Sam Holloway. She's 30 years old, and she returns to her family's beach house with her fiance to look at a wedding venue. And while she's there, she learns that the boy who broke her heart when she was a teenager is living next door. But he's not a boy anymore. He's a grown man, and he's a hunk. His name's Wyatt, and he has a guitar. Anyway, so the story goes back and forth in time between what happened to them then and what's happening now and sort of unravels the mystery around what blew this whole thing up, and what's happened to them.
And it's like the perfect beach read. Like it's like a perfect, you know, like a little beach read that you get to have, you know. Yes.
You know, so, it's funny. Everybody called Nora a beach read last summer. And I thought, why is this a beach read? We never go to the beach. But this book,
this is definitely
a beach. Takes place on the beach. The whole like, thing is covered in sand.
It's summer.
It really is summer.
It is a summer. It's just like this idea of like just getting out of the hustle and bustle of the city, going to this place and just like relax and enjoy this setting. So what can we expect next from you? Are you still going to be writing more adult books or diving into...
I am. I think I'm staying with the adult books. I think that... I think that's where I'm going to be. I'm finishing my June 2024 novel right now, and that is called Summer Romance for now, although they always change my title, so we'll see. Yeah. That's called Summer Romance, and it is about a professional organizer whose life is a total mess. And she, her mother's passed away, her husband's left her, and she decides she's going to have a summer romance.
I am so excited. I feel like you're like an autobiography author for me. Annabelle, tell us, do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
Oh my gosh. I've read so many good books this year that honestly, that question makes my brain hurt. The one that I talk about all the time, I'm a broken record, is The Sweet Spot by Amy Popel. Have you read it?
Yeah, it's so good.
It is a perfect book. It is a book that is so aspirational to me that I read it and I thought, God, I wish I wrote this book, but I'm not quite there yet.
Yeah.
The story, the characters, it was just perfect. I loved it.
Yeah. Oh, I love this book so much. I love this as like a good recommendation for if those who have not read Same Time Next Summer, they can read The Sweet Spot afterwards, you know, get them some story. So awesome. Annabelle, tell us where you can find you online.
I am on Instagram constantly these days, and that's at Annabelle Monahan. I am on Twitter sometimes as Annabelle Monahan. I'm on Facebook less as Annabelle Monahan. I am never on LinkedIn. Never, ever.
It's okay.
And my website is AnnabelleMonahan.com, and there's a G in Monahan. But if you buy my book, you'll just know how to spell my name.
Yep, there we go.
You'll be all set.
You'll be all set. So thank you, Annabelle, for being on the show.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening and happy reading.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships. To learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.